So this is what we actually do. And these are mastectomy rates for less than 15 millimetre whole size tumours over a 3-year period in a control chart. So the majority of people are sitting in this band, which is actually between about 5% and 20%. The average is 10%. But we do have 8 units lying up above this, and this is over a 3-year period, and we have 7 units lying below this. You may look and think that you've got a north-south divide up at the top here. However, you can might even, when I put this in, say that this is indeed the case, where you've got southeast coast doing very low. But if I tell you who the rest of them are, there are people in northeast Yorkshire and Humber who are below the line, and Scotland who are below the line. So it's not really a north-south divide, as we might have suggested if we just put this in and this in. So we really do have some very different
we've got
practice.
A few hands going up. Lena and Lena's down there.
Lena Shatler, QA surgeon representing the Northwest. We do have a unit that's high up there. We have visited the unit, and they guarantee that they are the ones who give the patients true choice.
You know, choice is an illusion, and you'll see when I talk about later today, you know, it's surgeon influence. Even in units that give choice, there are grossly different mastectomy rates between the same surgeons. So I'm afraid I just don't accept that. And you'll see that actually one of the, we'll talk about in the units that are high mastectomy rates in my talk later on.
Sorry, Anupam Modi from Lincoln. I don't represent East Midland. I don't know if Poppy is here, but I know...
She's got a hand up, yeah.
Sorry, I represent Lincolnshire, and we have a north-side divide, in fact. The South Lincolnshire, our mastectomy rates are much, much higher than the North Lincolnshire, purely because the Boston area, there is no radiotherapy. You have to travel at least 1.5 to 2 hours to get to radiotherapy units. Frankly, at that point, I understand if you give a true choice, a lot of women are choosing mastectomies.
Yeah, that not all the units actually are distant from radiotherapy centers. So that may explain part of the variation. But Poppy, do you want to just say something?
Yes, it's Poppy Valencia representing it. I do take into account what Anup just mentioned. But one thing that we can say in the defense of a couple of units that have very high mastectomy rates, and Lincolnshire as a whole is not a high mastectomy rate area. So we have a couple of units that have 50-55% mastectomy rate. And one thing that we can say in their defense is that the average size of cancer is higher than it is in the rest.
Yeah, but this is taking account of
size. Yes, but we know where the problems are. There are a couple of issues. One is margin size, as you may know well, and you have talked about many times. Some units have protocols of 5 and 10 millimeter margins, and these are probably the units that re-excise into mastectomy more. In addition to that, there are local protocols that indicate that you should do a mastectomy for a cancer over 30 or 40 millimeters, and in addition to that, it's actually in one of these units.
To be fair, and I will be quite frank,
yes.
These people need re-educated.
Yes, that's right.
And they need sent back to school. So
sure.
what happens is, you know, it is quite clear because the data are so clear that I'm not going to accept that there are no data supporting what the majority do. We have to, if the people are doing things which are outside the normal and cannot convince me that it's reasonable, then we have to stop those people doing things while we actually send them to retraining. We've had that in our own centre with individuals. There's no reason why we can't do that elsewhere, because otherwise we're just allowing people to do their own thing, which is way outside, and that is not acceptable. There has got to be some kind of, general responsibility. And as far as I'm concerned, this is something, you know, I think we're going to do something about. And if necessary, we will send people in. And if they don't change their ways, then, they will. We can do something about this.
I don't disagree. We're tackling it. And in addition to that, I'd like to say that we have actually addressed the fact that their style of consultation is maybe a problem in one of the areas where people are given relative risks rather than absolute risks, and are told that if you have a white local, then there's obviously higher risk of recurrence. So,
thank you.
again, northeastern Yorkshire. This is probably the 10th year that I've had to stand up and address this issue.
And therein lies the problem. This is not a problem that has not been apparent for years and years. And we discuss it every year. And I've been to these meetings every year, and nobody does anything about it. And we just think, oh, well, that's it. It's probably a data collection issue. So it isn't. And it's time to act.
Thank you.
So what are you doing? What are you doing, Colm?
I think this is a fundamental issue, as highlighted every year, and it is a single unit. It is a philosophy within the unit. They've produced an MD thesis on the basis of and done detailed research on patient choice and so forth. All I can say is that there are still issues within the unit, and there is. If Stuart is here, Stuart is looking at some additional changes to try and perhaps address issues within the MDT, which I think is perhaps the issue rather than necessarily an individual re-education program.
One last thing. Scotland has a very low rate, and we've already heard from Elizabeth. There are a lot of people in far-flung communities in Scotland, 5 million in a third of the population, so proximity to radiotherapy centres is not a sine qua non for mastectomy.
Okay, I'm going to go through a few extra slides which are relevant to this, but I think we really can't.